Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, December 14th, show number 12 for Mayan Calendar Cast. I am Andy Mack. For 400 years, an entire civilization has been spirited away, tossed carelessly onto the rubbish heap of forgotten cultures. The ancient Maya earned the official archaeological status, Stone Age people, and this seemed the measure of where they might remain until. The Maya were nearly entirely unknown until about two decades ago, when author José Arguez brought this civilization and their calendar into the view of a very intrigued public. The event that made the headlines was called the Harmonic Convergence. The year was 1987. Since that time, the Maya and their calendrical system have continued to pique the interest of people around the world, little by little. Now, who would even imagine a calendar could end? And why would a mechanism meant to keep track of time end anyway? What does this mean? Well, perhaps there was more to the calendar of the Maya than we could understand in the early days of discovering the Mayan ruins. Perhaps what they were tracking wasn't time at all, in the sense we today think of time. Let's look closer to see what all of this means. Any fascination with the Maya can easily be dismissed if you stick with the idea that these ancient people are classified as Stone Age, which could indicate they simply messed up on their calendar and, well, didn't know that time goes on into infinity. The facts are, however, they were extraordinarily skilled in observing the movements of the stars, the earth, and much more. And we're going to discuss the much more part in a moment. As greater understanding has been gained about this ancient culture, their language, their astronomical knowledge, surviving writings and dating methods, more comprehension has been gained about why their calendar is critically important to us right now. The Maya were astromathematicians and time scientists of the highest order, and this in the face of being referred to as a Stone Age people. The calendars of the Maya are the most precise instruments of time in calendrical form ever to be found anywhere on the planet. Further, this ancient calendar has an end date, which makes it intensely unique, especially when the end date is in our lifetime. Is a 5,000-year-old calendar that ends during our lifetime something we can dismiss out of hand? I don't think it is. And the reason I don't think it can be dismissed is not based on superstition, fear, or on guessing games. There is now rock-solid evidence that decisively points to the ancient calendars of the Maya as providing the essential keys for humankind to identify and survive the final stages of evolutionary maturity and arrive at this final step en masse. What would it mean to reach our final steps into evolutionary maturity? This final maturity would mean that every person on the planet, without exception, would understand through personal experience the substance of the words, peace on earth. And there would be no exceptions. Evolutionary maturity for the human species must be accomplished by all of us to be the full completion. Otherwise, it would not be called final. This must be attained by all of us, not just a few. If there are those who would choose not to complete evolution, then by default, well, they would no longer exist. Every one of us has this option, whether we choose it consciously or not, which is another reason the Mayan calendars are so critically important to understand for yourself. the completion of the final stages of growth for our species would lead us to the same outcome it leads to in the final growth stage of a simple plant. After all, we are able to see the larger things of the world by the smaller and vice versa. Life has been working overtime to teach us volumes about our own growth as individuals and as a global community through everything that exists, including the lowliest dandelion sitting in a field. So the final step in our own evolutionary process can only lead to one place. Again, the same place it leads to in a little plant. It leads to fruit. The final fruit of our growth. Now what would that look like? Here's some possibilities. The end of artificial lack. The end of needless pain and suffering. The end of abuse, greed, and manipulation. The end of sickness. The end of wars and rumors of wars. The end of disconnection from the creative designer, either through ignorance or by choice. The end of not knowing who we are and why we're here. The end of dualistic and limited thinking. Is it hard for you to imagine a world without war, without greed, without needless suffering, without sickness or hate? Thankfully, creation put together a plan to get us there in spite of any inability to imagine it fully. By the way, this evolutionary completion includes far more than just humanity. Everything, everywhere, is evolving. Everything in existence is moving ever closer to this completion. Humanity is simply a part of it, and for our part in it, it's worth paying attention to the signs of the times. The fact we even have the calendars of the Maya at our disposal today is such an insane synchronicity that there's no other explanation than to say this was meant to be from the beginning of time itself. If this wasn't meant to be, how else could you possibly explain the following? An ancient, mysterious, and once thought dead system of calendars is revived at the point in time when the ancient Maya prophesied it would be, and this after 400 years of near total obscurity. Secondly, the classical and post-classical periods of the Maya saw the devastating ruin of their entire civilization and written history with only four, count them, four codices, and all of them calendars, surviving the onslaught of the Europeans and Catholic bishops who burned everything they could get their clutches on. Third, the downtrodden state of the continued lineage of the Maya reaches the point where these people are considered the lowliest of the low on a global scale. What obvious power do they have today? Less than none. They're not viable economically and are seen as relatively valueless in the scheme of the world's current materialist worldview. Why would anyone be interested in anything the Maya had or have to say? Fourth, the whole of ancient Mesoamerica has been so utterly absorbed into and by Catholicism as to retain no obvious heritage of their own that appears as anything more important than a souvenir. The average person on the street knows very little about the Maya history and original way of life, including many of the remaining Maya today. Many Maya do not follow the ancient ways, though a few still do. It would appear that all odds were against this calendrical knowledge ever becoming known to people en masse in the modern world, much less that the phrase Mayan calendar would be familiar to people around the planet in less than 20 years' time. Synchronicity or destiny? The answer to that question is ultimately to be made in the heart and mind of every person on an individual level. For myself, there is no doubt that we are indeed on a very exacting schedule. That which is in charge of this schedule will appropriate all energy of every kind to serve as a tool to achieve these final stages of growth, the completed evolution of the original idea. It doesn't matter what you call that which is in charge of the schedule. Call this God, creative intelligence, creation, X, Allah, Jehovah, the divine, The name makes little difference, since we've never yet been able to fully divine the source of everything that exists. Yet. The face-to-face meeting is exactly what we're headed for. We are going to meet the host of this gigantic party. We are going to meet face-to-face. We are going to know and be known. We will see without blinders. To experience ourselves as part of that which created us. That experience is what is yet to be completed. The truth is what lies ahead. Don't move. I'll be right back in about 1 minute to give you a whole lot more.
Hi, Mary. I heard that you can vote for your favorite podcast at some directory on the web. Can you tell me how to get there?
Aye, Ronnie. You head for podcastalley.com. You vote right there for your favorite podcast.
Well, how did you vote?
Well, for the Mayan calendar cast, of course. You mean you haven't voted yet?
Not yet.
Aye, Ronnie. Well, if we don't get in the top 10, it can't stay on the air.
Well,
no, no excuses. Don't call me again until you've voted. Go.
Aye, Mary.
Voting for Mayan Calendar Cast once a month can save your love life. It can keep this podcast on the air, and it will get into the ears of more people. Help us make it number one. Go to AirstreamRadio.com and vote right from the front page. You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. The calendar of the Maya provides a remarkably specific and empirically provable timetable that one man recognized and wrote about so others could see it too. That man is Swedish microbiologist and author Dr. Carl Johan Kallman. Though a friendship has been struck between Jag and I and Carl Johan, I would not presume to say what personal process led him to these astonishing discoveries. I can only tell you what my intuition tells me about him. He is a visionary, no doubt. He has consistently maintained a bedrock of scientific proof to discern what the Mayan calendar is about, and this speaks volumes to me personally. So many authors of books about the Mayan calendar take the, well, the easy road, often concocting a story that relies heavily on the reader believing notions of history that have never been proven by any means, such as incorporating the tales of Atlantis and Lemuria to build their foundational information. Now, I don't argue the possibility these civilizations existed, but there simply is no substantial proof of it. To consistently tie the Mayan calendar to these theoretical societies is to miss the simplicity of what can be seen clearly. Other writers become so convoluted and complicated you just simply can't follow it, and other writers still depend on the reader having a New Age predisposition. And still others incorporate all manner of conspiracy theories to somehow give the Mayan calendar more credence as the harbinger of the end of the world. Dr. Kallman does not choose to follow any of these paths. Yes, he brings out theories, but they're theories based on data that can be found easily by any 12-year-old child with a basic set of encyclopedias, or easier yet, an internet connection. Dr. Kallman realized the Mayan calendar contains a living record of the evolutionary process of everything from the beginning straight through to October 28, 2011. Talk about stones that speak. If you could pick up a map that could tell you how creation energy moves, the time spans of various aspects of creation, and through this knowledge see where you are in the evolutionary process right now, would that pique your interest? Well, due to Kallman's work, that is exactly what we now have access to. To give you some idea what we're dealing with here, let's have a look at something we can all relate to easily, music. Once the basic components of music were defined, it was possible for people all over the planet to write and create music. The reason this was possible was because the scale had been defined, and what sounded harmonious to our ears could be created in many ways over and over because instruments were designed to vibrate at these harmonious tones. Anyone can learn to play guitar by learning the basic string sounds and combinations. The scale provides endless variations and possibilities. The Mayan calendar is like an instrument tuned to the harmonious vibrations of creation itself. The scale is 13 notes, or tones, heavens, that will ultimately be played at 9 different levels, or underworlds, or you could say octaves. The first and lowest octave is the first underworld. The notes at this level are the lowest and slowest. They take the longest to complete. The second octave is the second underworld. The notes at this level vibrated 20 times faster than the level before. The third octave is the third underworld. The notes at this level vibrated 20 times faster than level 2. And so it goes all the way to the octave that's playing right now. We are in the eighth octave of the Symphony of Creation, with one left to go. At the vibrational rate of the tones in the octave we are now experiencing, the music is playing through our lives at an intensity we have never before experienced. There are overtones and undertones going all at the same time, which may be why we sometimes feel overwhelmed. Our spiritual ears are not yet finely tuned to these frequencies, but the need to allow them to do so has never been so critical as it is today. We must learn to flow with the music of creation. We must learn to tune to these frequencies, and the calendars of the Maya are the way to do it. I, for one, am exceedingly grateful for one man who tuned into a melody of understanding that no one before him had been able to hear. Kahneman's work is certainly based on discoveries that came before him. For every piece of the puzzle that has been placed on the table, there is a resounding thank you to be said. But it took someone to put all these pieces together to see a more complete picture. Kahneman has done this. The whole story isn't finished yet. We're still moving forward, and decisions must still be made about which way this will go for us as a species. These decisions will be personal and collective. We're in the river of creation, and this river is heading for creation's ocean of complete understanding. The Mayan calendar gives us the compass to guide our way through the accelerating currents that exist now and the larger rapids yet to come. The Maya used their calendar successfully for thousands of years. They foresaw the ruin of their own culture, and it occurred as they had predicted. The world did not end when the Maya culture fell, just as the world at large did not end when Rome fell. A nation, a culture, a civilization coming to a fundamental conclusion doesn't mark the end of the world. What it does do is mark another pivotal step in the evolution of consciousness. Events of that kind of magnitude provide landmarks that show us where we are if we know what to look for. With the Mayan calendar in hand, history takes on a whole new meaning. Historical events, such as the beginning of writing, the rise and fall of empires everywhere across the globe, the forming of new nations and profound shifts in old ones, the beginning of new communication methods, the coming of the Industrial Revolution, changes in economic structures that produced global effects, significant changes in weather patterns, all of these are all traceable steps in how the evolutionary process functions here on Earth. With the calendars of the Maya in hand, and our entire planetary history in the other, we can know where we are in the process of the evolution of creation. Remember, we are not the only ones going through this evolutionary march toward completion. Everything that exists everywhere is on the same timeline. We can enter into the future with our eyes open and our consciousness tuned in, or we can think our way of life today is supreme and ignore a chance to graduate in the school of the divine. The almost indescribable beauty of where we are right now, according to what Kahneman has found, is that if we choose to take advantage of the insight encoded into the Mayan calendar, we can then work with creation and step up and into the new heaven and the new earth by choice. The Maya are the most recent ancient civilization we have to turn to for help. Many ancient cultures have left messages that are still pulsing, like bass notes rumbling inside the substance of our bones. However, the valleys of time between some of those ancient cultures, like the Egyptians, the Greeks, Alexandria, the Norse, Celts, are now so faint, though intrigued with the pieces, we could easily miss the message. But not so with the Mayan calendar. The depth of the carver's chisel is still deep enough for us to see clearly. The message is still audible. Unlike any other civilization in the world, the Maya etched their knowledge into a calendar. A language we can still understand, a language we can speak, and that will speak to us now. The Maya encoded their knowledge into stone. They etched it with the universal language of mathematics and astronomy, and it has survived until now. Thankfully, there are people unwilling to take the stones only at face value and have chosen instead to look beneath the surface at the underlying message. People like our dear friend and teacher, Carl Johan Kalman. The Maya were obviously tuned in to vibrational insights we today have long forgotten. Providentially, they did their job, and we must do ours. We have enough information to step wisely through these coming 6 years of turmoil and change. We can get from where we are to where creation is taking us if we'll tune into our inner wisdom and use every scrap of the roadmap divine intelligence has so compassionately left for us to find. Why the Mayan calendar? Why now? Because we've been leaving messages for ourselves through the guiding hand of creation for millions of years. Let's pay attention. Clocks and calendars will no longer serve a purpose because time will have run its due course to bring all that which exists to the door of the future. Those who arrive on the other side of this enormous consciousness shift will see a new heaven and a new earth with their own open eyes. Will this be the end of the world? Yes. The end of the world as we know it now. We will no longer be slaves to time. I'm Andy Mack for the Mayan Calendar Cast. Be sure to check out our website for the coming NCC TV, where you can see the Mayan calendar revealed like never before. NCC TV is a way for you to see what Kalman wrote about in his books, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness. You don't want to miss this opportunity to visualize your future unfolding. I'm Andy Mack. This has been Mayan Calendar Cast. I will see you next time.